This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
How about pitching? The Padres got on Friday and Saturday night, Woods, from Yu Darvish and Nestor Cortez. Just unbelievable. Both one-hitting the Dodgers for six innings as the Padres took the first two games of that series. Darvish, to me, has been a bit of an enigma here so far in his return.
100%. Like, one day he goes out there and you're like, oh my God, he's a magician. And then, you know, the next day he gets pounded.
Two or three starts where you feel like he is vintage Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
And could be your number one starter in the postseason.
No question.
And there's been two or three starts where you go, not sure if we can pitch Yu Darvish in the playoffs at all.
How do you plan for that?
How do you plan? I mean, you can't say that about, and again, you know, working back through injury, working back through a lot of time off, getting the feel and all that's important. But, you know, we've said this for like 3 weeks in a row. The next start is the one that you look at and go, okay, like build off what you did against the LA Dodgers, and let's see a couple of really nice starts in a row. Five innings is perfect for you. You can give a six, that's beautiful. He was brilliant. He was outstanding. This stat blew my mind. Tweeted out on Saturday, Yu Darvish and Nestor Cortez both pitched six innings of one-hit ball against the Dodgers. It's the first time opposing starters have pitched six or more innings with one or no hits allowed against the Dodgers in back-to-back games, at least since the team moved to Los Angeles in 1958.
I saw
that's
one.
Outstanding.
They showed one on the TV yesterday. It was similar to that. It was since 1906.
That's unreal.
Back-to-back. Brooklyn Superbas back then.
It was like back-to-back outings with one hit and one earned run or something like that. Has not been done in over 100 years.
They were great. And again, you know,
I was telling people all day on Saturday, hey, look for Nestor. He's probably going to throw perfect game through the fifth. Maybe slip up just a little bit in the sixth, but he's going to be nasty tonight. I was all over that one.
It's incredible.
One thing we talked about on Friday is that solo home runs are not the worst outcome in the world. Just can't be walking a lot of guys, guys on base. And it really did play out the entire weekend. The games on Friday and Saturday that the Padres attacked the Dodgers hitters. They gave up solo home runs in each of those games, but it did not end up costing them the game as they won 2-1 on Friday, which was, in many respects, the kind of game you often see in the playoffs.
Yes.
You're facing an ace, a Cy Young winner like Blake Snell. You're going to have to find a way to manufacture a couple of runs without getting a ton of hits, and they didn't. What did they get? Three hits on Friday night,
yep.
But they worked it into two runs there in the bottom of the fourth inning on a walk by Tatis, and a rise sack bunt, a Manny Machado RBI single, a Ryan O'Hearn single, and a
Nick O'Hearn again.
And a Xander Bogart sack fly. I mean, that was pretty much the entire offense on Friday night, but that's what you see a lot in playoff games. The other thing is, though, you see teams that hit home runs can also overwhelm you in the playoffs, and the Dodgers did that on Sunday, of course, by overwhelming the Padres. They out-homered the Padres, by the way, in these last 2 weeks, the two weekends, 11-3, I believe.
Mamacita. That's what scares you to absolute death. And again, you know, walking guys at the bottom of the order. Now, the top of the order for the Dodgers didn't do squat. I mean, Freddie Freeman, I guess you can consider yesterday.
Mookie had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, Mookie was good. But, I mean, those first two games, you neutralized those guys, and you got touched up by an Alex Freeland home run in each game. It was really, really brilliant work from those two veteran pitchers. We absolutely had to have that, Ben. And I couldn't be more impressed with what I saw out of both of those guys. Now, again, you got to do it again. You know, and we interviewed Schilt on Friday, and it was, you know, it was whatever. There was one more question I wanted to ask him, you know, and that question, maybe I can save it because I don't think anything, maybe we'll just start hitting homers at a prodigious pace over these next 2 weeks until we get to talk to the skipper again. But the thing I was going to ask him is, Schilty, you know, everybody, and again, not just Padres fans and Padres Twitter, everybody, Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, Ken Rosenthal, in order to win a World Series, you need to have power. Does that concern you because your team doesn't have a lot of power right now? Like, does it concern you? There's really no way, Ben, and I don't know that there's a good answer to his question. They're going to have to do it. If they do it, they are going to have to do it another way. And frankly, that scares me to death.
But the Dodgers, you know, didn't have any starting pitching last year. And normally
you'd say you need
starting pitching to win a World Series.
Right.
And they got through it. And I can see the Padres getting through playoff series by winning, you know, three of the five games
pitching and defense.
By doing their pitching and defense and stringing
together some small ball things.
Oh. And maybe, yeah, in the other two games when the other team hits home runs, like the Dodgers, they just get, you know, buried. And the Dodgers got buried in some of those games
they did.
In the playoffs last year. Remember, they lost to the Padres big. They lost to the Mets big.
Yep. It almost feels like blowouts are more common than close losses in the playoffs because when you get behind, you're already start planning for the next day.
I'm done. We're done.
Unless, of course, if it's an elimination game, that's different.
Right.
But if it's game two of a 7-game series and your starter craps the bed, just doesn't have it that day, you're already planning. You're punting. You're planning for game three.
Yeah, you have to. You just have to in the playoffs. There's no other option. You cannot chase 4- and 5-run deficits with your best bullpen arms. You
bad
just can't.
Blowout losses are not the end-all, be-all.
The small ball started pretty early on Friday night. You know, it did. And it scares me to think that makes my stomach.
That's how, if they're going to win the World Series, it's going to be doing things, going against the grain. It was like, who told us only one team has won a World Series, the Royals, that was in the bottom third or whatever in home runs in the regular season.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, man, like the book's been written on how to do it.
Yes.
You don't have that.
You're
going to have to do it differently.
You're not going to be able to slug your way. Now, again, proving that nobody knows anything about baseball, they could get to October and start hitting home runs like crazy.
Right.
They have the talent to do it. They have the players there that can absolutely yak the ball out of the ballpark. Manny Machado can do it. Fernando used to be able to do it.
He did it in April and May.
Right.
He was on a great pace for like 55 home runs
I know.
Early in the season. So
he can do it. It just hasn't materialized for him. There's four or five other guys in the lineup that you feel pretty confident about their power. But for whatever reason, right now, the way that the San Diego Padres are playing baseball, Ben, is a bit old school, if you will. And look, it worked Friday, worked Saturday. I get a little reluctant to give away because you saw at the end of the game, how precious are those outs? They're so precious. You get 27 of them. And on Friday night, I believe we gave them 1/9 of their outs. We handed them 3 outs by 3 sack bunts. Here's Ben. Now it's an 8-inning game. Now you only need 24 outs because we hand you 3. That makes me nervous. They're so precious. They're so hard to come by.
It's a much more high wire act. You're walking
very
the tightrope, and one thing goes wrong, you fall off, you lose. Now, it almost happened on Friday night. You had Mason Miller walk 2 guys, told you that's what you can't do, got out of it thanks to that double play with the nice pick that he made on the, 3-6-1 double play that needed a replay challenge to get it. What a terrific play, obviously. And then Suarez gave up a couple of hits, had to strike out Teoscar Hernandez with runners at the corners to end that game. But you successfully walked the tightrope in that game. Now, there are really good tightrope walkers that, you know, have long distinguished lives because they don't fall off the tightrope. And I think for the Padres to win the World Series, they're going to have to be good tightrope walkers.
Now they're set like up the best.
Yeah, but they're set up well for it with the bullpen arms that they have. They're set up well to walk a one-run, two-run tightrope in a lot of, you know, important October games. But now if they fall off that tightrope once or twice, it could be a very quick exit for the Padres in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but
that's, for sure.
That looks like how it's at least what we're heading toward in October. Some tightrope games where you're going to have to dodge a bullet here or there to make sure you get to the finish line, or you know, other teams might be able to overwhelm you in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's we are not hitting home runs at a prodigious pace at all. We are still 29th in the league, 11, is that right? 13. What's 124 minus 111?
Is 13.
13. I was right. Behind the Nationals. We're still 13 bombs behind the Washington Nationals. Every team here near the bottom, other than maybe the Reds, they're pretty much out of it. So, yeah, you're going to, even the Milwaukee Brewers, who everyone says, oh, they're like the Padres. Well, they're still, they're the 19th best team.
That would be great. If the Padres could be somewhere in the top 20, that would be fantastic.
You need to start hitting home runs. You need every other team at the bottom if you want to advance there. But again, they're going to have to find another way to do it. I think the quicker we all resign ourselves to that fact, the better and easier our lives will be. If they win a World Series this year, it's going to be bucking convention.
But it is hard to predict anything.
It is.
When we started these six games, we said the Dodgers clearly have the starting pitching advantage. And last week it did play out, although I did some math. In the six games the Padres and Dodgers met over the last 10 days, Padres starting pitchers allowed just 9 hits in those six games.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, a couple of them obviously last weekend were home runs that proved very critical, but they weren't getting knocked around the park. But the Dodgers lineup was not having a lot of overall success against Padres pitching. And that's got to be a concern if you're the Dodgers, knowing there's a good chance we're going to have to go through this team in the playoffs at some point. And Dave Roberts was talking about it on Saturday after the game. Like, we need to find ways to put together some rallies and play some small ball ourselves. If we just wait around for these home runs, we're not going to win a lot of these games.
Now,
of course, the next day they end up, you know, getting the home
runs
they had been missing. But he was actually going the other direction, saying, we need to play a little more like the Padres and put together long, good at-bats and get some walks and string together some hits and not swing for the fences all the time. So all it takes is one or two losses, and all of a sudden the other team is the one that is now in kind of panic mode about what they're doing wrong.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think, you take what the game gives you, certainly. But, you know, they're in the third inning handing away outs on Friday night. Hey, look, it worked at the end of the day. Mike Shildt and everybody else can point their finger and laugh at me for even being nervous about it. But not like we weren't chewing our fingernails to death. Chewing our fingernails to death in that game. And, you know, Robert Suarez certainly made it interesting. But tip your hat to him for getting the job done on Friday night. It was a huge, huge win. That was about as nervous as I've been all season. That was the one that kind of wrecked me, you know, a little bit. And kind of tough to go to sleep after it. The whole thing was just like, man, that was, you know, standing up 2 inches from the TV, just going, please God.
But
please,
when it was
God.
Over, didn't it,
oh, it
feel
was
so, good
so good
to have it, like, done?
So good. And then you knew you had to do it two more times. The reality set in. But it was great, great two wins. And yesterday, man, again, I think it was a winnable game. It definitely was a winnable game. Things went haywire when Jeremiah Estrada came in. But, I don't know the logic behind it. Mike didn't really want to explain the logic behind it other than he's been good in that lane.
No, I think I get the logic behind it. He trusts Jeremiah Estrada.
Yeah, fair.
And he doesn't think that...
He doesn't want to say...
He liked the batters that he was facing. He was happy with the batters he was facing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't...
The top of the
it
order.
It wasn't Mookie. Yeah. It wasn't Teoscar. It was the bottom of the order. He felt happy about that. Now, will he reevaluate going forward now that it's happened one more time? I would think that even if he won't admit it publicly, he's going to be a little more hesitant if the Padres and Dodgers meet in the playoffs to go straight to Jeremiah Estrada in that tie game. If he has other rested options, you'd be foolish not to at least reevaluate at that point.
Yeah.
But in that moment, he looked at Pajes, Conforto, Rojas, and Rushing and said, Yeah, if you he can faces those four batters, I think I like him in that situation. I'm not sure what we've got. David Morgan's a rookie, has not pitched. He's pitched in some big moments, but not in anything like Padres, Dodgers, tie game.
That's fine. You know,
final game of the season series, and he felt more comfortable with a guy who has had more experience and pitched in more bigger games, in the playoffs.
But less success against that particular team.
But it's not crazy to say. I don't care what the team is. I look at the batters.
Is it crazy to say this, though? If you get to October and you run up against this team again, I don't want to see Jeremy Maestro.
Now that the entire lineup has essentially had success against him, I think you reevaluate it.
Okay.
If he had brought him in against Betts, Smith, Hernandez, I go, oh man, they've had a track record against Jeremiah.
You can say if you want whether or not you want Estrada in there, but I think he'll definitely be in there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
it's like the old Lou Brown. It's like the Lou Brown bit of like, I got a hunch it's going to work out this time against Clue Haywood.
Like, what have you seen out of the way Mike Schilt manages to make you think he's going to make that change?
Well, and again, playoffs are a different animal. Playoffs are a completely different animal. Like, you want to talk about, and we'll see. We'll actually see. But I think when it comes to pitching in the playoffs, maybe not the lineup, because he didn't jigger his lineup really much in the playoffs last year, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
And things weren't
screamed
going.
Screamed about it that entire week in the NLDS, and
so,
it didn't happen.
But I think in pitching, it's, hey, man, it's weird. It's like no hurt feelings. Like, we're going to go to the guy that we think is best suited to get outs here, and I can't imagine throwing him out there in a huge, huge spot, but maybe he will. He'll be successful.
I'll tell you one thing.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what you keep wanting me to explain to you.
Mike Schilt has been a good, very good manager for the San Diego Padres.
And they play hard for him. They do.
He has a philosophy of sticking behind his players that has served him very well. But I will also say this, and I know you agree with me. Mike Schilt wants to also be personally successful.
Correct.
As manager of the San Diego Padres.
So
he wants to stick it to the Cardinals for letting him go.
Stick it to
he
us.
He wants to win a World Series.
AC.
He wants to be successful.
Yeah.
And when push comes to shove, and it's the playoffs, and it's a 2-1 game, and he has the choice between relievers, and they're facing the Dodgers, and it's kind of the 4, 5, 6 hitters, and he can go with Estrada, or he can go with Miller. He's not going to spite everybody and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go with Estrada just
to piss you
off. He's going to go, I want to win this, I want to be successful, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I've seen it enough. He's going to make the decision that gives him the best chance to win the game in the playoffs.
And again, man, I get it. As Padres fans, we are massively spoiled with this bullpen and what they've given us this year. I mean, when you look around other teams, they've run through multiple closers, multiple setup men. I mean, and they have been, our guys have been pretty much nails outside of a couple of blips that every bullpen has. They have been outstanding and super reliable.
Let's talk about the moment quickly on Saturday night when the Padres were up 3-1 or 3-0, and Nestor Cortes was nearing the end, and they had, who was it? They had Morejon ready for Shohei Ohtani, and Nestor Cortes waved off Mike Schilt. He gave him the no. I'm facing this last batter. And Mike Schilt said, okay.
Yeah,
and he backed
down,
in the dugout.
I love it.
He
was on the top step.
Let him get Ohtani out. You don't think that's going to pay dividends going forward for Mike Schilt? He took a chance there, though. I mean, they couldn't have tied the game, but they could have made it a 3-2 game. But he took a chance there on his guy, and I think it paid off. He took a chance on Jeremiah Estrada. That could have paid off big. If Jeremiah Estrada blows him away in that inning and they go on and win the game, could have paid off big going forward psychologically for Jeremiah Estrada. It didn't work out. I think he's going to reevaluate and perhaps make a different choice going forward. But he won't say that to us now.
No.
And he shouldn't. He couldn't say, now I can't trust Jeremiah Estrada against the Dodgers. He'll never say that.
No,
or should he
God,
say
no.
That.
No, you don't want him.
Back him. You don't want him to say that. But I think he learned something yesterday, and it will affect his decisions going forward in a similar situation.
Agreed.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back. Don't Do This is coming up next. We have one of the craziest post-game interviews, I think, has ever happened in Major League Baseball. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, college football family members.
Well, and college football back with a vengeance in the parking lot.
Week zero already with some craziness.
My God.
Don't tell me these games don't matter.
Coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. We're going to go at a little rapid pace here because we got Craig Elston joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we will start in the world of college football, which is back. Had won a key game in week zero over the weekend. It took place in Dublin, Ireland. The Aer Lingus Classic between Kansas State and Iowa State, with the Iowa State Hawkeyes pulling out a 24-21 win over the Wildcats and their quarterback Avery Johnson, who made headlines not for necessarily losing the game, for what his dad Mark and brother Anthony did in what became a viral video as they became aggressive and started fighting outside the stadium in Ireland. Video on social media showing, you're seeing it in our YouTube stream, the two men tussling on the street before finally getting pulled off of each other. So this is a dad and a son, like, actually physically fighting in the parking lot.
Yeah, just going at it. I saw the headline kind of flash up. I didn't look. I was single dadding it up this weekend, and I was very busy. But I mean, Avery Johnson, the old coach, the old point guard, what's happening?
No.
And I dug into this, and I just couldn't believe it. Now, my guess is you're over in Ireland, right? When I went to Manchester, the first night I was there, I got after it. I mean, I got after it. Those Guinness, Ben, you get one in you, the next one goes down a little easier. The 12th goes down way easier than the first. The 17th goes down way easier than the 12th. And so I'm watching these guys like, oh, these guys are just tanked up. What are they fighting about?
We're not sure. Now, they issued this apology statement. Quote, we sincerely apologize for our actions following yesterday's football game in Ireland. Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight. We have resolved our differences and take full responsibility for our actions. Senseless bickering.
Remember in Jerry Maguire, the brother that lived with him, and they were watching Monday Night Football, and the TP. And he's like, I told you he's too small for the NFL. And the wife gets up and slaps him. She's like, that's your brother, dude. Watch. Who was talking crap? Was it the brother like, I told you he was going to be terrible today? And the dad's like, watch your mouth, and gives him a smack. Like, I would totally get mad at Bo if Taylor was playing a game and Bo was ripping on Taylor after the game. I'd be like, bro, you support your brother, win or lose.
And then you guys beat the hell out of each other in the parking lot.
Who am I more likely to fist fight? Out of my children, Bo or Taylor? I think the answer is clearly Bo.
Clearly.
Taylor's more likely to actually punch me in the face, but I think Bo and I are more likely to actually fight. Man, that's a sad story. I'm glad that they, things happen in families sometimes like that. But we need to talk about, we got to keep it quick.
Well, this is kind of a hybrid. Kind of, I think it's a don't do this. You think it's a do do this.
Oh, you think it's a don't do this?
Well, I wouldn't want to be the one having to conduct this interview.
Oh, me neither.
No.
So in that sense, it felt like a don't do this. But you loved it, so it can be both.
I thought it was great.
D-D, mega doo-doo.
All right, so Tyler Phillips is the closer for the Miami Marlins, and he has a very interesting way of coming into a game. They black out the lights. He walks. He 1, 2, 3 steps out of the gate, and he whack 1, 2, 3
hard himself in the face.
Really slaps hard. Himself hard. In the face, like really hard. Then he runs out. The lights go out in front of 17 people, and he goes out to close a game for the Miami Marlins. And after the game, I don't know who this guy is, but I'll tell you this. He was ready for this. He was prepared. Listen to this post-game interview. I thought it was genius.
There we go. All right, Jack, thank you very much. Tyler, you threw 32 pitches yesterday. When did you know you were going in tonight?
When they called down.
And you were ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. They called down. I'm pissed off. I'm ready to go.
Why do you get so pissed off?
I don't like hitters.
How did you get through that 9th?
Throw the ball over the plate.
How long does it take you to cool down after a win?
I never cool down.
And the slapping, what was the level of slapping when you came on?
Pretty hard. My face is hot.
Yeah. How important was it for your team to get this win today?
It's big. I mean, every win's big. It doesn't matter what the record is. Every win's big. That's what we're here for. It's to try to win the game.
What has this organization helped you unlock for your career this year?
I think just be yourself. Go out there. Do what's you. Whatever's going to make you successful, that's what you do. And this team, I see it. We're a lot of young guys, and when you play for each other, have some fun with it, that's what you
do. Great win. You're scaring me. Go to the clubhouse. Thank you very much.
Finn, I think it's fantastic.
That was a 58-second soundbite. How many questions
like
were
seven,
needed?
12 questions yeah. At least.
I thought it was so good. I love it. Total red ass. I hate hitters. Now I'm always locked in. Yeah, I'm always hot. It's the Stone Cold Steve Austin intro, and he slaps
the... Yeah, he slaps himself, and then the lights go out, and you hear the glass break, and it's the Stone Cold
It's really
music.
Good. Yeah.
He's not going to last, though. How long can you do that before you break down? Because he said, I never cool
down. He never cools down.
I never cool down.
What's his BP? That's what I'm worried about at 50. Like, what's his blood pressure? Yeah, he's a young man. Probably good. I wonder what he... is he like Nick Martinez, sucking down pre-workout?
Seems like
dry?
It.
I love that, though. I thought it was great. And the interviewer, by the way, was spectacular. Totally ready with the next question. Kind of knew what he was getting into. I would like to hear more Tyler Phillips interviews as they roll in, Paulie. But that is don't do do.
By the way, a quick do-do this. San Diego FC, I haven't talked about it yet. Qualifying for the playoffs.
We did a little bit.
We mentioned it at the beginning. We will talk about it with Craig Elston coming up next. But that was don't and do-do this for a Monday.
that was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We'll also get Craig's thoughts on the San Diego Padres, what happened over the weekend against the LA Dodgers, yesterday's game, Jeremiah Estrada in there, all of that coming up next year with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I couldn't be happier to tell you guys about QC Kinetics every single time I get the chance to. Had some very painful wrists a couple of years ago. It's been a while now. And went in, got the treatment from QC Kinetics, and I'll admit, I was pretty skeptical. I had no idea if this was going to work or not, but I was at that point where I didn't know. I didn't know that I was going to have to, you know, if I was going to have to go get surgery or anything like that, and I certainly had no interest in doing that at all. But I called, I went in, got the free consultation, figured out I was an actually really, really good fit, and got the treatments. Everything's been great, man. Playing ball again, playing golf, doing whatever I want to do. If you woke up this morning and you're not feeling like yourself at all, please, please give them a shot. QC Kinetics. You can go to QCKinetics.com there. They will absolutely help you out. They will take good care of you there. They know exactly what they're doing. Their staff is so brilliant and accommodating, and they want to take care of you. So check out QC Kinetics today. You will not be disappointed when you do. Make sure to let them know that Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13 and save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. You said when we walked in that obviously the mood is better than it was last Monday, but not 100% better just because of how yesterday's game played out.
Yeah, I think so, at least on Twitter. And I realize it's a very, very small sample size of the pie, but that's where the people are the most vocal. Like, I'm not going around after the game going, so how did you feel? So how did you feel? So how did you feel to 50,000 people?
Well,
but, you know, I do think, look, when you look back at how the season series unfolded between these two teams, had some fireworks, which was a lot of fun, really interesting. But at the end of the day, you didn't beat them enough. You didn't beat them enough, and it could come back to cost you at the end of the year, Ben. That little tiebreaker is hopefully it doesn't stick in the back of, you know, stick in your craw.
No, the Dodgers have the tiebreaker anyway.
Yeah. Without yesterday. Game, but I'm talking about the whole series.
It's one out of 162. Yep. You're going to have to finish a game ahead of them anyway.
That's
right. You just would have had a two-game lead rather than being tied. We'll see how Craig Elston is feeling about it. He will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Had some spicy audio from Mike Schilt yesterday. Lots of good stuff to talk about as we're joined by Craig Elston on a Monday morning. Hello, Craig.
Good morning, fellas. I got to say, this segment's taken root. I went golfing last week and, you know, just got randomly paired with this guy who recognized me on first tee. He's like, Craig Elston, 97.3. And I was like, well,
you're like, more or less.
Formerly? Sort of, yes.
But on Monday,
still current. Yeah, Monday?
Literally, Woods. He goes right. He jumps right back and he goes, Monday's on Ben and Woods.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I love it, man. Well, all right. So let's start with SDFC, right? My neighbor Mark across the street was like, yeah, he goes, I went to the game last night. He goes, I go, well, how'd you enjoy it? I go, you know, listen, clinch, that's pretty cool to be there. He goes, honestly, it was excruciating because we should have won that game 3-0. There were goals called back. I think the team played really, really well, Craig. And you know, again, it's the result that you needed. And I just don't think you could say enough good things about what these guys have done in their first season.
It's incredible. Honestly, it's incredible. They're setting every record for an expansion team in the regular season. They're going to break every record. They're going to break the wins record unless they have a complete collapse. And they very well may win the West. And they very well may go to MLS Cup. Like, it's all coming together. And the person that I really, really want to highlight here is head coach Mike Ivares.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I wish he could coach all my teams. I wish he could coach every single one of my teams, because this guy combines honesty, compassion, humility. He is grounded and he motivates that club. And I don't know if you guys saw the clip of him addressing the team in the locker room.
I did.
After the match.
It's outstanding.
And so good. And, you know, and he's doing it bilingually as well. And he said, okay, we've qualified for the playoffs. We've done something no one has done. Now what? ¿Y ahora qué? ¿Y ahora qué? He repeated it. Now what? What are we going to do now? Now we're going to take the next step toward our goals, and that goal is to win it all. Incredible stuff. Great atmosphere Saturday night. And yeah, they deserve to win, quite possibly, but getting a result and getting a point out of that match was what mattered the most.
Is there any concern? Because I was just looking back, and while they've played incredibly well on the road, there has only been one home win. In fact, if you combine the Wave and SDFC together, they've won one home match since May. They've had a couple of draws in there, but neither team has played well at Snapdragon Stadium this year, Craig. And ultimately, if you're going to have home field advantage in the playoffs, you're going to have to win some games at home. They can't all be away from your home field like SDFC has been doing.
I mean, it's true. It's true. And listen, last night's Wave match was super frustrating because it was very similar to the Portland match the night before, except you lose. Really controlled possession, had the lion's share of chances, really could get it going, and just couldn't find the creative moment in the final third to finish. And it's been a frustrating thing for Wave. That's kind of been the issue for SDFC as well. But once again, they didn't have Ingvartsson, who went right back on the injured list after showing up for 20 minutes and contributing two goals. I still think there's an even higher level for this club. The late transfer from San Jose, I think he's going to get some work in as time goes on as a late sub offensively. There's still a higher offensive ceiling for SDFC, but I'm not too worried about that. If you're playing well away, eventually you'll play well home too.
Well, let's make our transition, Craig, over to a team that plays really, really well at home. That's the San Diego Padres, man. 43-22. Pretty outstanding season at home. Home field advantage is a real thing. So important for us to get as many home games in the playoffs as we can. Your thoughts on the series against the Dodgers?
Listen, this was an outstanding week for 2025 Padres baseball.
Yep, and at whole, yes.
Outstanding week. Yeah, you gained two games on the division in 1 week. And if you do that again a couple of times, it's going to be smooth sailing all the way to the division title. So overall, it was a great week. And the way the team plays at home and the way the team pitches at home is outstanding. Here are my takeaways from this week of Padres baseball. Okay, my little talkie points for this interview. Number one, better with sheets. Guess what? Mike Schilt tripped his way into a better, more effective lineup thanks to the injury to Jackson Merrill. He didn't intend to improve his lineup, and he doesn't intend to improve his lineup when it gets healthy, but he tripped into a better lineup here because when you combine Sheets with O'Hearn, with Laureano, all of a sudden you almost have enough power to compete with a team like LA. The Dodgers are the worst matchup on the board for San Diego simply because of power.
Yeah.
They have overwhelming power. They have the ability to beat our elite pitchers and take them, you know, jump ship on them. And that's something that isn't true of a lot of the other teams in Major League Baseball. So this is a rough matchup for San Diego, but they get more power when they add Gavin Sheets to the lineup. And a world where Sheets stayed in the lineup when Jackson Merrill comes back leads you to a more optimized, better performing Padres starting lineup. Now, who would that come at the expense of? Of course, it would be Luis Arraez.
Yeah.
And that's this sheet right here. Okay. 277 is the rolling 100 plate appearance ex woba for Luis Arraez over his last 100 plate appearances. That's a 277 expected weighted on base average for Luis Arraez. In his last 2 weeks, his actual on base percentage is 250. 250. And the reason I bring that up, it could be a hobby horse. I can say every week on this segment, the Padres need to either drop Luis Arraez in the order or drop him to the bench. But the counter argument is always three-time batting champion. You don't know what he's going to do today. You don't know that he's not going to get six hits in his next eight at bat.
Right.
But this is why I'm bringing up he's playing his worst baseball now. Right now is when he's doing the worst he's ever done. He's had his worst month as a Padre, August 2025. Do we need to be precious with a guy who's going to be a free agent at the end of the season? Or can we just put the best lineup out there and try and win the World Series? That's the honest question Mike Schilt has to ask himself. He'll never answer it when he's asked. He'll just, you know, argue and be contentious and be, honestly, his attitude to the press is pretty despicable. But the way that he works the team is great. But this is becoming a real sticking point for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I think, you know, when it as it pertains to Luis Arraez, and he mentioned it on Friday about, you know, he's a winning player and he's beloved, and that's great, man. I've been around plenty of baseball teams and had and seen plenty of baseball teams in the big leagues with the guy. Like, there's just that guy, the guy they all rally behind. Brett Phillips was one of those guys for the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, wasn't the greatest player at all, but everyone rallied behind him. At least on this show, I don't think anyone's saying boot him entirely. But I think, you know, moving him down, the at bat he had against Tyler Glasnow was crucial for us winning that baseball game. You can do that in the 8-hole. You can do that in the 7-hole. You can do that in the 9-hole. You can still put together the grade ABs that you give us, just making pitchers insane and driving up their pitch count. You can do that in the 8. You can do that in the 9. I've never said boot this guy entirely from the lineup, ever. But I think, you know, a better spot for him would be a little bit down in the order. I don't think that's like the meanest, nastiest thing to say about a guy like Luis Arraez. And it's a conversation.
Look at what the results have been.
That's right.
Toddy gets and steals second and foul ball.
Right.
Ground ball double play.
Exactly.
And fly ball to left. Like, it's not, you're not helping yourself when Fernando gets on. Nothing is happening. You gotta switch it up.
Really, nothing is happening. So I'm in agreement with you there, Craig.
Yeah.
I think it's just it's one of those things where it's like, hey, and I hope to be proved wrong. I hope the guy goes on an absolute tear in the month of September and you know, hits 400, which, by the way, is possible. It's because we're talking about Luis Arraez. It's absolutely possible. But I think you can do it from another spot in the order.
Well, you could. And just to put a final short tag on that, the single best thing that Luis Arraez did offensively this weekend was something that's already been statistically proven to be a losing play in baseball, which is drop a sack bunt to move a runner from first to second base. That's the best way he contributed, because every other time it was a double play or a flyout. It's just, again, it's a weak point. It's a blind spot for the organization right now to not. Could you imagine if they assessed Luis Arraez the way they assessed Luis Campusano? I mean, like, if they applied the same rigorous filter, Luis Arraez would never play. But, of course, they give him a different... And listen, Luis Arraez is a great teammate, and I truly do believe... This is something I've said on the Padres Hot Tub Show as well. I believe that the coaching staff knows everything we know, okay? And that they recognize how popular Luis is in the clubhouse. And this is the kind of move that you can only make once. You can't pull him out of the lineup, bring him back in the lineup, pull him out of the lineup, move him down to eighth, move him up to second.
Right. It's one and done.
It's one shot.
Yep.
And when you make the move, you have to do it with conviction. And I personally, from the outside, think that there's a little bit of fear or trepidation from the Padres in terms of making that move, because they know that once they do it, there's no going back. But I don't think that they're going to hurt themselves if they make that move.
My God, I could actually see. I'd rather him hit first. I mean, really, if it's an ego thing and it's you don't want to upset the apple cart, throw him in the one hole, right? You know, throw him in the one hole if you have to. And I know the OBP is bad and all that, but like that is, you know, if you can work a 12-pitch AB and ground out, that's valuable. There's value there, certainly. So I don't know, man. It's I don't make those decisions. None of us do. It's certainly something to look at, but we also
remember
kinda,
baseball is stupid. No one should watch.
Right, that's right. We also all kind of know what's going to shake.
Craig, let me finish just by asking. Padres are now over 99% to make the playoffs, but that there's a wide range of outcomes still here for the Padres. You could win the division. You could get a bye. You could win the division and not get a bye. You could get the wild card, get a home series. You could get the wild card and have to go on the road. How do you see this? Like, give me your best guess at how this plays out for the final month of the season.
Happy to. I did this breakdown on the show last night. I looked at our 31 games. I looked at LA's 31 games. And I think, you know, Ben, how a pocket pair is a slight favorite over two overcards. I think we're the pocket pair. I think we're 53-47 to win the NL West. I really do. I think that the Padres' schedule lines up well. This series is important at Seattle. Interesting to note, in the last week of the season, the Padres host Milwaukee, who, unless they have a collapse, they're going to be done and dusted. They'll be settled, they'll be sorted, they'll have already clinched, and they will be in setup for the playoffs mode. The last series of the year for the Dodgers is at Seattle, where the Mariners could very well still be in a division race with the Houston Astros going down to the very last game of the season. They go to Pittsburgh. Paul Skeens could win one game that changes the division along the way. Of course, Joe Ryan pitches against us for the Twins on Sunday. It's going to be these little margins on which it's decided. But I do think San Diego has the slightly favorable schedule. I think they have the team. And I really do think they've got a great chance to win the West.
That'd be amazing.
Craig, really appreciate it. People should check out the Padres Hot Tub Podcast for all those little details that make a difference for the San Diego Padres and Cro-Maniacs, and, of course, Crossing Streams for all your streaming TV recommendations. Thank you, Craig.
Take care. See you next week.
So, and not only, I mean, if the Padres do win the division, can they catch the Philadelphia Phillies, who are now a couple of games up for that bye in the first round, which is what you'd really like to. Winning the division's great. You'd rather be at home, but you really want to get that bye in the first round.
Yeah, well, let's break that down.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I've got all the records. We haven't gone through the rest of baseball. We can talk about where the Padres stand in the playoff chase, in not only the division, but the wild card chase and the chase for a first round bye in the postseason.
Phillies had some bad news confirmed.
They did, but they keep winning as well, which is a big part of this. So we'll talk about all of that coming up in hour number three of Ben and Woods. Dennis Lynn's also going to join us. We'll play some take on Woods ahead here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.